a weak solidarity brekkie team listener when His Most Gracious Majesty's home country placed bans on trading with West Bank settlers, terrifying and displacing and murdering the non-land non-people. Somewhat token but important, accusing them of terrorism and ethnic cleansing with no stronger proof than terrorism and ethnic cleansing. Which the terrorism and ethnic cleansing we hear and see on some telly news is obviously an illusion, because Zion immediately accused His Most Gracious Majesty's home country government of blatant lies and sent their East Jerusalem ambassador packing. But then Canada and France, who also mistook terrorism and ethnic cleansing as terrorism and ethnic cleansing, joined in, while Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Ireland, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain and Sweden showed they too had been fooled by the evidence. Thus, our very own courageous socialists were asked if True Blue Aussie would support our former mother country and risk upsetting our great father country protector, the US of the UN of the US of the world, along with our very, very, very close friend Zion. Are we support a two-state solution? Big Supremo Anthony Albanese reassured us. Yes, but will True Blue Aussie take action over the illegal settlements? I just said we support a two-state solution. But Anthony, your very close friend Benjamin, not another Yahoo, says there will never be a state of Palestine. We support a two-state solution. But on top of Zion declaring there will never be a Palestinian state, these settlements make a two-state solution impossible. We support a two-state solution. So will True Blue Aussie join these other countries in boycotting the settlements, the ethnic cleansing, the terrorism, the murder? We believe in a two-state solution. Thank you, Anthony. A pleasure. This bottomless courage also displayed as big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital announced further watering down of his tax on family trusts. We've commented on the problems they face, having to spend heaps of their not-so-hard-earned to rearrange their business so they could continue to enjoy not paying tax. But altruistic Jim, aware of their problems, mainly due to the screaming and yelling and lobbying, took pity and saved them the heaps. But meanwhile, the tax department has devised ways of extracting some taxes from the great tech giants, while Anthony also announced plans to make them a touch more accountable for their addictive damage, leading the US of biggest tech lobby group to warn this could drive the digital giants from investing here in all those wonderful power and water-guzzling data centers. My God, wouldn't that be a tragedy? And they said it might upset US of big supremo Donald Trump or the poor, who's pretty hard to upset. So if Donald tells us it's outrageous to tax profits made in True Blue Aussie, what would you do, we asked Anthony. I would display my usual courage. So you'd cave in. I would display my usual courage. Have you thought any more about the West Bank boycott? We support a two-state solution. Speaking of two, the property industry held a two-day conference this week in a caring attempt to solve the so-called housing crisis. The homeless, renters, mortgagees, represented by the big banks who have their interests at heart. But sadly, having to report the problem could drag on for years, thanks to taxes, planning laws, construction costs, population growth, even, they said, the fallout from Donald and Benjamin's war on evil Iran. Not sure how that got in there, but we need supply, 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 and a bit of corporate welfare would not go astray. But tough question, listener. As the great practitioners and beneficiaries of the real estate industry got together, did they, one, suggest the billions the government spends on housing should go directly to public housing, two, not even consider public housing, or three, no, the government billions should go to them. Tough one. But one agent did display his soft side, bloke called Damien Cooley, real name of Cooley Auctions. Young people, Damien advised and bemoaned, are spending far too much on eating out and or going out with their friends and should stay home and save that money for a house. Feckless spendthrifts. Stay home and give it to Damien. On which a headline this week that probably needs no discussion. 7 low score for generosity. Goodness, just when we thought. One philanthropist said, even the mega wealthy don't think they're wealthy enough, displaying ignorance of the very nature of the greatest little economic order of them all. Definitely not ignorant. Shine lawyers who took a class action against another good corporate citizen, AMP, for another massive profit, accused of slugging customers with excessive premiums. About 100,000 slugged customers joined the case and won a proposed $29 million settlement, of which the four lead applicants will receive $20,000 each, some others $10,000, and the majority as much as a massive $63. While of the $29 million, the lawyers will settle for a mere $22 million. And who says the rich aren't generous? Many years ago, social work students on placement with a group called PEST, People for Environmentally Sustainable Transport, studied public transport options in Melton, and there weren't many, an occasional bus, an occasional V-line train, and years later, Melton, now much larger, nothing has changed. Despite being promised electrification every state election, the socialists have extended the station to cater for 9-car V-line trains, which will turn up sometime. But all is well. The Caring Business Class Hayseed and Sheepship Coalition has promised hybrid trains capable of operating with or without electricity. Its supremo and would-be state supremo Jess will promise the World Sun, announcing, these trains will take people to where they want to go. Gee, is she on the ball? Although, which bit of that might be considered redundant? Like, just how many people catch trains to go where they don't want to go? I think it's fair to say a fairly large percentage, like say 100%, catch a train to go where they do want to go. Thanks for giving me a seat. Where are you going? No idea. But doesn't it warm the cockles of our hearts to know the caring business class so cares about the people of the western suburbs? Well, all suburbs. They've also promised to cap the tolls on our privatised road system to $50 a week. A mere $90 million a year added to the state debt, they say, is out of control. A delightful little subsidy for that needy corporate citizen, transfer your wealth urban. Given this will then encourage more cars, one, the 90 mil will soon explode, and two, public transport will continue to suffer inadequately taking people to where they want to go. But as a positive, transfer your wealth will argue for even more private roads to solve the problem of the last private road, asking for nothing more for its generosity than more corporate welfare and yet another extension of its contract. Should, this is purely hypothetical, very, very purely hypothetical, a pliable state government reject the offer, poor transfer your will have no choice but to sue the public purse for billions. But don't worry. Like Eartha Kitt's Lola, whatever transfer your wants, transfer your gets. Getting in on the act, the Her Most Gracious Majesty's Land Government up north, the Caring Business Class Hayseed and Sheepshit Coalition Government, after abandoning the previous socialist government's renewable energy target, has now abandoned its plan to replace its diesel bus fleet with a locally manufactured electric fleet, instead calling tenders for 630 diesel buses, along with their carcinogenic, tiny and highly dangerous particulates, describing the electric proposal as half-baked. Half-baked. Now there's a decisive argument against protecting Mother Earth. Speaking of a more than half-baked planet, our Minister for Environmental Pollution, Murray Swatz, the Environment, retorted brilliantly the diesel fleet would be no cheaper, although his concern might have carried a bit more sincerity if they hadn't just approved an extension of another Her Most Gracious Majesty's Land coal mine for many decades. And what perspicacity. Will we expect nothing less from our, forces of law and order? This copper commenting on the tobacco wars and calls for the excise to be lowered so people can get the legal cancer sticks cheaper. At the moment, the copper informed us, like, you know, like, the incentive for them is the economic incentive. Good God, who would have thought? And here were we thinking their sole concern was the health of their customers, particularly given a University of Auckland study released this week that pappas of a popular illicit brand enjoy the health benefits of high levels of tin, indium, cesium, arsenic, cadmium, lead, and radioactive uranium, and that's before you get to the nicotine. What excitement yesterday's US of so-called football here in the 52nd state. Absolutely no idea why anyone would want to watch it, despite the hysterica hyped up by Lord Rupert of Wapping and the mainstream media, except, I suggest, for chronic insomniacs, because it would be the ideal cure. Finally, commemorations of 9/11 using the US of East, 9/11 terrorist attack. September 11, 1973, when US of terrorism in cahoots with fascist general Pinch of Shit murdered the elected Chilean Supremo Salvador Allende, preluding years of murder, torture, disappearances and displacement. The US of, which says the victims of slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, of terrorism at the hands of its very, very, very close friend Zion, are the terrorists. Good morning.